Matt Webb, head coach for Maryville football, getting set for their district football playoff opener coming up on Friday. Coach, I guess, first of all, tell me a little bit about your, week off. And you know, obviously it's not the first time you've had this, but what do you guys do? What do you guys like to get done?
Well, I think it's always, we're used to it, but, I think the challenge is you finish a regular season and you want to be playing at your best come playoff time. And we do that a couple of different ways. We believe in having a challenging regular season schedule. So when you look at our conference and the variety of teams we play in our conference, whether that's, Chillicothe or a spread team like Lafayette or, a Savannah team that's very multiple and with what they do, and a Cameron with Flexbone. So you have a regular season that challenges you and wants to get you ready for the postseason. And then we add in some very difficult non-conference teams in Blair Oaks and Pleasant Hill and, Lutheran North and those sort of teams and Lincoln College Prep. And so that prepares you for a postseason run. And then through that non-conference schedule, we were able to get the one seed, which in our district, which is important, obviously, for home field advantage and, in any type of tournament play, the higher seed is where you want to, prepare yourself. And so with that comes a challenge of a bye week. And we rewarded ourselves through our non-conference play and a bye week. And then you want to stay sharp. So when you enter the postseason, it's all about going 1-0. So we wanted to win the bye week. We feel like we were able to do that. We had some challenging practices throughout the week, and weather kind of adjusted those with some rain in the area on Tuesday, and so we practiced Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, gave and got ourselves fresh on Friday. Had kind of some team event type thing Friday night, and with the postseason streams and stuff like that, we were able to watch get together as a team and have some fun at the same time, stream some games and watch some postseason high school football, and get yourself ready for Pembroke Carroll this week.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I guess getting set for the playoffs and, as that top seed getting the bye. So what do you feel, you've coached a lot of playoff games and had success. So what do you think it is, what aligns with success, I guess? What do you think your team is going to need to do to have postseason success as a whole?
Well, I think, you look at it and every coach says we want to go, 1-0 this week. And I can sit here and tell you the radio talk and say, yeah, we want to go, 1-0 every week. And that's true. I'm not disputing that, but I think it's a commitment to that 1-0 and what your culture allows and what your standards allow to really focus on the only game in hand. And, we've talked about it, this week and through the bye week and say, we've got one game left in our season, and that's all that matters. You can look at the district bracket and then the quarterfinal bracket and the possible matchups and, state rankings and where you're going, that's all well and good until you don't focus on the one game at hand. And, it's a one game season, and our kids commit to that. Our kids commit to focusing only on Pembroke Hill. You look at their schedule and their opponents and what they can do on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball and their skill players and their offensive line and their defensive line. And that's all you do. We're fortunate to play this game at home. We're traditionally very good at our home field. We love the friendly confines of the Hound Pound and what that means. And, you want to get home playoff games in Missouri, in the state of Missouri this time of year. You're going to need to run the football on offense, and you're going to have to stop the run on defense. You've got to control the line of scrimmage. You've got to get takeaways on defense. You've got to play great defense, and you got to take care of the football on offense and possess the ball and kind of put together some drives. And when the big plays are there to be made over top on offense, you need to be able to do that come playoff time. And I think we're prepared to do that. And you focus on the fundamentals, and you focus on, the playoffs, it kind of wraps up and ramps up, I guess, per se. And you want to win situational football. You want to win, stay ahead of the chains and get those important things that you talk about every week. But come playoffs, it's win or go home.
Yep, no doubt. Coach, you mentioned Pembroke Hill, the opponent. What are some things that you know about them? What stands out to you?
Well, I think, Sam Knopic has been there and done a great job. You look at a team that They're prepared to play in the playoffs. Last year, they lost in the they won, to Lamar, a really good Class Two football team. They moved up to Class Three this year, and really that they won their district last year, and were the one seed, won their district very convincingly, and then lost in the quarterfinal round, 24-13 to a very good Lamar football team, a great program, and Sam does a great job. Those kids are coached up. They've played some really tough opponents this year, and they had a good win last week against Kansas City Central, and so they're polished and ready to go, and they'll come in and have a mindset to win in the playoffs.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I know you are too, Coach Matt Webb from Maryville. Coach, really appreciate the time and wish you the best. All right.
Thanks for the time.